There's a lot of focus in recent times about the health, physical and mental of Australia's farmers. Now a rural banking group has joined forces with the National Centre for Farmer Health to provide support for our farming families. Rural bank staff around the country will be keeping an eye on the financial health of farm businesses, as well as on the physical and mental health of their rural clients, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
Most banks pretend to get farming. Come on, boy. But you can spot a faker a mile off. But Bendigo Bank is bigger than that, which is why they gave me a business manager from Rural Bank.
Those business managers are about to offer more than financial advice to farmers. Not only will they be keeping an eye on the health of farm businesses, but the health of their rural clients.
Farmers are more likely to have skin cancer, they're more likely to drink at dangerous levels, they're more likely to be depressed, they have worse dental health, and they are, by definition, quite often more remote from the help that the people in the metropolitan areas would otherwise receive. So we think there's a really important role to play here in improving the overall health of the sector, and that's great for all participants.
Will Rayner is Chief Financial Officer of Rural Bank, which has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the National Centre for Farmer Health, an organisation that works to improve the health, safety and well-being of farmers, their families and rural communities. Rural Bank holds about 10% of Australia's agricultural debt, with around 450 staff in 500 locations nationally. As part of the agreement, Will Rayner says frontline bank staff will be trained in how to recognise and respond to clients suffering from mental or physical illness.
Look, they're certainly not conversations you might always equate with banking, but they certainly do equate with having a holistic and rounded conversation about the health of your business and about the health of the agricultural sector in general. In the short term, it'll be our frontline staff, so our relationship managers that do have that one-on-one relationship with our customers. And they're the ones that are dealing with farmers around their kitchen table, looking at the health of their business. And as you'd appreciate, when you've got a truly national business at any point in time in Australia, there is certain a-regional regions that are coming under pressure from natural causes through drought primarily at the moment. And so they're the priorities to make sure that those people are better equipped to identify customers that may be suffering some emotional stress.
Given the kind of stress that you're talking about, would it be appropriate for health advice to come from a financial advisor?
The health advice won't be coming from them. This is simply about a referral and making sure that our customers are getting the best and most appropriate professional advice and making sure that our relationship managers have those networks and have the appropriate referrals. I mean, in much a similar way as our bankers would be happy to refer customers through to an agronomist with elders, for instance, if they need agronomy advice, or refer them to an accountant or lawyer if they need accountancy or taxation advice. We see that simply as part and parcel, because there's a very strong correlation between farmers having emotional and physical health and having a successful business.
Under the partnership, bank staff will also play a role in proactive health measures.
The initial focus will be on doing some staff training, and then we'll be working with the National Centre to see what else we can develop together jointly to improve the health of the agricultural sector. And it could be as varied as rolling out their AgriSafe clinics to help our customers be safer in their jobs, through to simple health assessments at the field days and events that we participate in.
The National Centre for Farmer Health, based at Hamilton in regional Victoria, provides education and training for rural and health professionals working in farming and agricultural communities. Director Susan Brumby says bank staff will be encouraged to be more alert to a farmer's health issues.
Well, it would actually be about increasing their knowledge about some of the issues that face farming men and women. So when they're going out on farm or talking about, I guess, how things are going, it's about knowing some of the health things that may be affecting them, or suggesting that they've, you know, they had their checkups, or how they're going with their occupational health and safety on farm, those kind of things.
Obviously, at times there are situations where banks have to deliver bad news. Do you see this as being one way that there's greater sensitivity brought into that process?
I would hope so, but certainly I don't see that as the main game as part of this partnership, if that makes sense. It's very much about a much broader partnership for the bank generally, not with a focus about dealing with delivering bad news, if that makes sense.
Professor Brumby says during times of stress, like a drought, farm families can neglect health, and the right approach needs to be taken to encourage farmers to seek treatment.
A lot of the, I guess, populist belief is that they weren't interested in health, but that wasn't actually the case. The case is that the context in which health, wellbeing or safety is given to farmers is really important. And it's not about health professionals going out and spewing forth great fonts of knowledge. It's actually about understanding the context of the farming family business and what can make a difference.
So what did you find worked best?
Their interest is in their farming business, and particularly family farms. So if people came together to be thinking about what's important to my farm business, then the health of the human resource actually fitted well into that triple bottom line concept. So it was very much about understanding the role of good health, well-being and safety in a successful farming business in the triple bottom line.
So in other words, their health was intrinsically linked to the health of their business?
Absolutely.
From your centre's point of view, what is it that you hope this partnership will achieve?
Our overall guiding mission is to make a difference to farmers' lives, and there's no doubt that a successful business depends on good health. So if we can help people make better decisions, stay well, run successful farm businesses, and use some of Rural Bank's networks to, I guess, be able to touch and engage with more farm men and women and ag workers, then that would be a great thing.
Susan Brumby is from the National Centre for Farmer Health, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And that four-year agreement will start in regional Victoria by the end of the year and then will be rolled out nationally.